League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Brenda Kelly, independent market strategist. A very good morning to you, young Brenda. How the devil are you?
Not too bad at all.
Living the dream?
Living the dream.
Yeah, we love that. Are you living the dream, Zach?
Always.
That's the right answer. Right, let's do some live charting. Let's kick off with Euro Sterling. What are your thoughts here, young Brenda?
Well, the trend is fairly, damning, really, in terms of Euro Sterling. But, you know, that 87.20 level does seem like something of a target. It's whether or not we can break up to that to retarget the top end of that, I suppose, the channels you have in place on there. Now, it's going to take a bit of going to get through 87.20, in my view. We've had, a high this morning of just under the 87 marker. Now, what this is the front-running of the EU subsidy payment that we're seeing towards the end of the week, and I think it's front-running ahead of that. And I think that's probably what's dragging the pound down vis-a-vis the dollar as well. So, as I said, it remains questionable whether we can break through that 87.20. But if it does, then it does make that 90 level somewhat, possible. But nevertheless, if we fail to stay above 86.20, then I would say the 85 level comes back into play once again. And certainly the RSI there is giving, a sort of tiny negative signal. We'll have to wait and see how the day unfolds on that one, which would imply a little bit of a pullback on the euro in the coming week or so.
Interesting there, though. I mean, since the turnaround there at the start of the year, you've had new support coming in above old resistance all the way up. So the April peak and then the July floor and back from there as well. So it couldn't be more bullish from that construction, really, could it?
It's very.
It's counterintuitive. You don't understand why it's going that way, but the chart is telling you that this is a very, very strong situation.
It is a very strong situation. That is very true. But you are getting a very mixed picture coming out of Europe. Certainly, we're seeing a little bit of sort of softness in the German economy as well, whereas France is starting to, come out of the ether a little bit too. So from that point of view, you have to question whether or not we'll get a little bit of dovish talk from Draghi later on in the week. And, of course, you'll have Yellen speaking too and a few other Fed members, all of which will have an impact on the cable and the euro-dollar end of things, which could then, as I said, drag this thing back and create what could be a potential triple top pattern on this particular daily chart.
Okay, so let's move on to the cable.
Cable. Now, I still maintain that even though we are down through this 130 level, that, there is a potential for a squeeze higher on cable. You've got, of course, the election debate tonight, which I think most people are reasonably interested in, just to see how badly Trump screws up. And that could have a serious impact on the US dollar, and we can see a lot of volatility. But that reaction low we saw post-Brexit, around the 127, 50, 60 level, I think that still remains in play. And as I said, there's a good possibility that we could head up towards that 131, 20 level. If we break through that, then we could possibly go up to the top of the range. I'm still not as bearish on the pound as most, because I still think there's a lot more, rhetoric to come out and a lot more sort of information to come out as to when Brexit is actually going to take place. And I tend to ignore Boris at the best of times.
But I'm looking at that very simply. We've had lots of people come onto the show and go, I'm going to be contrarian, okay? I'm going to buy cable. But if you didn't know what that contract was, right, you would...
You'd be running again.
You'd be short, wouldn't you?
You'd be short. The support in February and then the high since February. There's a 2-3 cent difference between that. New resistance well below old support is a very, very bearish market. So, and what's the other interesting point is the Oanda clients, we were just looking at what the punters are looking at, they're 70% long. Mm. They're more long now of cable than they are of gold and silver, so they're right up to the eyeballs. And then on euro sterling, they're 23%, only 23% bullish. So they're totally, they're selling...
trying euros, to find tops and bottoms.
Yes, exactly. Mm. They're trying to do that, which is a bit of a red flag, let's say.
Right, let's have a take a look at dollar yen before we run out of time.
I think this is where the interesting trade will be over the next little while, because obviously any sort of indication that Trump might be starting to, you know, get ahead in the polls, which isn't actually the case if you look at it kind of closely, is that this could be the area to really watch. Obviously, I said the last time I'd want to get through the 102.70 or thereabouts in order to really feel that there's a move towards 105 or even further higher on that one. And I still think, again, that 98 level that we saw in the immediate aftermath of Brexit kind of represents the line in the sand. So there's a lot wanting to get long the dollar versus the yen in regards to the carry trade, and similar reasons for the fact that we seem to have a base at the 100 level, but I wouldn't necessarily rule out a bit of a pullback towards the 98 before we continue it in this range. I think this range is going to be politically sort of kept between the 105 and the 100 level, and if we deviate below that, then we probably see some sort of action from the Bank of Japan in terms of FX intervention.
Zach, king of the charts, what do you think?
Well, I just unfortunately, I think the Bank of Japan has got almost no chance of defending the 100 yen level.
I completely agree with that, but that doesn't mean that we won't get chopped and won't get yourself stopped out of something if you don't have a fairly wide stop loss on that one.
But at the same time, short-term trading buys below 100, because that's the way that they want it to go. They'll be intervening there, are worth going for.
Understood. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
My final thought to you is, of the three areas you looked at, what's your highest conviction if you had some tip TV pocket money?
I'm still with the euro sterling in terms of the short term. I do think a lot of this move in the euro sterling has been front running the EU subsidy payments. So we find out probably towards the end of the week who gets that particular deal, and it'll more than likely soften off a little bit.
So a seller for choice of euro sterling. Mm. Finding a top. Very brave. Right, we ran out of time. Brenda Curley, always lovely to see you, the independent market strategist. We'll see you at 10 past 10 next Monday.
Thank you.
Right, let's take a very quick break and straight back. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.